to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, this is today's inspiration, and I am Lisa Berry, and I'm very grateful that you are listening right now. I appreciate that very much. How are you doing? That's really what the show is all about. It's not about me, it's about you. And it's about what I can do to bring your life some joy and some balance and some perspective on how you can live a happy, well-balanced life. Because why would you want to live any other way? I think about life a lot, and I'm here to share what I have learned, how I see life, what I think is important. I can't tell you how to think or what to feel or what to say. I can only share what I've learned on my sometimes painful journey through life and how I want to share that with you and give you the perspective that you can live a happy life, because we all are here walking the planet together. We are all headed in the same direction. We have some ups and downs along the way, but it's all going to end the same for all of us. And I always say I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but when you think about that, when you think about the end, and you think you got to live your life backwards. You got to live your life knowing that our time on this planet is short. None of us knows when it's going to end. So why not make the most of every moment? So I do this show, Today's Inspiration. Very grateful to the people at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, Penny Golden and Courtney for helping us out. And we're all on this together, and we're all trying to make your life better. So I'm the type of person who loves flowers and nature and sunrises and sunsets, and I take lots of pictures, even with my cell phone. They come out pretty good. I find nature very inspiring. It sort of restores my soul. And I saw someone read the other day that sunrises hold promise and sunsets hold peace. And I thought, what a great way to look at it. So that's what I'm here to share with you, a great way to look at life and a peaceful, loving way to look at life. Be filled with joy. Be a part of something positive. And I try to be as positive as possible, but, you know, I'm walking this planet just like you are, and every time you turn around, it seems like there's some drama or trauma or something going on. And I just don't want to take one moment for granted. And that's what I want to impart to you. That's what I want to try to encourage you to look at life the way that way. Not like through Lisa Berry's eyes. We are all coming at this moment based on where we've been and what we've been through. And sometimes it's not great, and sometimes it's wonderful. And when it is wonderful, that's when you need to stop and go, ah, I'm so grateful for this moment. How blessed am I to have this moment? That's gratitude. And being aware of gratitude and being aware of all the things that are going well in your life brings on more good things. And then sometimes you have trouble and turmoil and illness and accidents. And sometimes that's what it takes people to stop and realize how short life really is and how grateful they were before this happened. And there's always a lesson to be learned. There's a progress that can be made from the pain that you're going through now. So you just got to take it one moment at a time. And you got to look for the good, and you got to hope for the best, and you got to power through as positive as possible. It's just one of the speeches I like to give. And if your company or corporation is looking for a speaker, I'd be happy to come and address them and share some of what I've been through. That's what I do. I'm a radio broadcaster. I'm an inspirational speaker, and I'm a lover of life. And I meditated and found out my biggest capacity was I have a large capacity to love. That's the gift I bring to this planet. So I just want to do everything with passion and love and encouragement and tell you it's all going to be okay. It is going to be okay. It may not seem like it right now, but it will be. So hang in there. Know that I'm here for you, and be there for yourself as well. What are you waiting for? We're here to make the most of our gifts and talents. What are you waiting for? What can't you do? What do you want to do? I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what brings you peace. I want to bring you comfort. Who are you and what do you love? That's something that really is important to think about. And if you haven't done that yet, what are you waiting for? You need to take some time, and I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying it's good to know who you are and what your gifts are and what brings you peace. So then you can be peaceful. These are the things that I feel people should spend more time thinking about instead of who wronged me or what happened where or how can I be mad at that. No, what brings you peace? What brings you comfort? Who are you? What do you love? Let's focus on that. I wake up and I think, how can I help someone else today? How can we make another person's day brighter? What's good in your life? What are you thankful for? What's your purpose? Don't waste your precious days, because they are all precious, and we are all miracles. I'm a miracle. You're a miracle. The human body is a miracle, and it's amazing how it all works together and how it all works for your best. And you need to know, though, what makes you happy. What are you all about? And what gifts are you here to bring to this world? I wake up every day. I try with grace and gratitude. Those are two of my favorite words, grace and gratitude. And I wouldn't consider myself a delicate, graceful person physically, but man, my heart is full of grace and my soul is full of gratitude. And that is how I choose to walk through my days. And that's how I want you to walk through your days as well. Sunrises hold promise, sunsets hold peace. Every day it's a new day. You woke up today, that's a miracle. You're breathing, it's a miracle. You're hanging in there, and I know life can be tough, believe me. Been there, done that. Probably not the end of that story either, but I've learned from my pain. I'm powering through, and I'm choosing, you know, some days are better than others, and you got to get through it. I'm not saying don't grieve. I'm not saying don't acknowledge the pain, but then take a deep breath and say, I'm okay. Today's going to be okay. I can get through this. So be filled with as much joy as you can. Be a part of something positive. You know, you're here to make the best of these moments of this everyday life. So don't waste your precious days. I would say happiness is my hobby, and that's probably because of my very unhappy childhood. I always feel guilty when I say that, but it's true. It was not pretty, but I survived, and I know it's made me who I am today, and I'm turning that around, and I'm using that, and I want to help you learn and use it and to grow from it as well. So I look and read everything I can about happiness. It's my hobby. I try to be happy. Some people, I had a discussion with someone today, and they were saying, I said, things don't bring you happiness. Yes, they do. I like my this and I like my that. I said, things don't bring you happiness. And he said, oh, I like this. And, you know, and it is nice to have things. I like things, but I now know with all my heart and soul, things don't make you happy. Other people don't make you happy. You make you happy. It's your choice. You can be as happy as you want to be anytime you want to be. It's your choice. And you're choosing it. You're choosing what to see. You're choosing your whole life experience, who you surround yourself with, what you surround yourself, where you put yourself. You are creating your own reality. You're setting it up like a little dollhouse, but it's a big house and it's real life. And in a dollhouse, you can move the characters around and you can have some control, but we don't necessarily always have the control that we would like to have in our life. But that's why it's so important to know who you are and be strong. And you can get through all of that if you have those inner strengths, if you know who you are and you know that this is how it's meant to be. And sometimes things happen and you think that is not meant to be, but it does happen, and at this point, there's nothing you can do about it except power up, suck it up, let it go, love yourself, and tell yourself you're going to learn from this. That's what I've done. You're going to learn from this, and you're going to be better because of it. You're going to be stronger because of it. You can do it. So are you happy? Sometimes life makes it difficult to be happy, but still, honest to goodness, deep down inside, you do have a choice. You can look for the best in any situation, and you can be as happy as you want to be. So counting your blessings, that's a good way. Having gratitude, that's a great way to be happy. And sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, what is your vision of your best self? When your life is perfect, what is it like? And then you can tell what's really important to you, what your values are. I think about that probably way too much, and I've really boiled it down to, just want to be with people who want to have fun. It doesn't cost any money if you just hang out with someone. If you're around someone who makes you laugh or someone who's happy or someone who sees the best in life and you just want to hang out and share some of that energy, that's what I have thought about. So think about that. What's my best vision of my best possible self? When were you happiest and what was it that made you happy? And obviously I like to travel, so being near water and lakes and oceans makes me happy. But I can sort of still get that feeling by being around other people. Then think about your life in like 10 years. What goals do you have? What goals have you accomplished? Are you living your best life possible? Is that making you happy? But again, it's all your choice. It's just your decision on how to look everything. And I'm really big. My newest mission is not taking anything or anyone for granted. That makes me sad, and it happens a lot. People get into relationships, and then after a while, they don't treat each other as nicely as they should. And it's really about taking each other for granted. We adapt. Even researchers have looked at people who have won the lottery. And originally, I mean, don't we all want to win the lottery? I see that every day. When I win the lottery, this is going to happen. And don't we all think, well, if we just had a couple of $1 million, our life would be so great. And then they've actually done research on people who have won the lottery. And guess what? After a while, they're not that happy. They're not happy even though they have millions of dollars and got the job that they wanted or quit the job that they didn't want. So don't take it for granted. Let me just state to the universe right now, if I win a couple mil, I promise I'll be happy. I will not take it for granted. And that's not my life right now, and I don't take anybody or anything for granted. And I see it time after time, and that is my mission. My mission is for people to be happy, and again, that's your choice. I'm not forcing it on you. You make a choice on how to feel. But it's my mission to make you hope and stop and think and not take other people. I don't take one moment for granted, and I'm encouraging you not to either. Again, it's your choice. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm offering you suggestions based on what I've been through in life and how I look at life. It's your choice. It's your choice. But it is my new mission now that people should be aware of taking others for granted. And I don't take one moment for granted. I would call myself a moment saver because I've been through so much, and I know, and I want to say this, and I hope you hear it. Life can change in an instant. You, one minute, you're having a great, you know, I would say if you wake up and something's not growing where it shouldn't be or falling off, that's a good day. And it's, you know, even if it's something as simple as a toothache, I don't want to take for granted that yesterday my teeth felt fine and now I have to deal with this. So enjoy the moment that you're in. Be in that moment and savor every second and don't take anything for granted. In fact, I came across this great list of how to be in the moment, how to savor the moment. Now, I just lost it. Oh, goodness sakes. I'm not savoring this moment that I can't find it. But it was a great article about being in the moment and how that's so important. It's six ways on how to be in the moment. And the first one is to improve your performance. Stop thinking about it. That's a tough one. It's called unselfconsciousness. Couldn't we all use a little unselfconsciousness? You know, if maybe you're a little nervous dancing, or maybe you have to give a speech at work, or maybe you have to do an internet show called Today's Inspiration, and you're worried, is everybody hearing what you have to say? Are they judging you? Do they think you're crazy? Or do you just open your heart and open your microphone and open your soul and share it with people and put it out there in the universe and hope that somebody is hearing it, that somebody's catching that ball of love that I am throwing and getting what I'm saying, if you didn't get that I was talking about me. So I have a little unselfconsciousness. To avoid worrying about the future, focus on the present. My buddy, Dr. Rudy Tanzi, who wrote a book called Superbrain, with Deepak Chopra, I mention him almost every week because I just so admire him. And he says, everything's okay right now, and all we have is right now. That's moment. That's being in the moment for sure. So to avoid worrying about the future, focus on the present. Savor every second. Often we're so trapped in thoughts of the future or the past that we forget to experience what's happening right now. I've talked to someone and they're like, well, I did this a year ago, but I can't really remember how long it lasted. And I know we went to that last year, but they weren't in the moment. And I know there was a lot. We're all multitasking. We all have a lot going on. And people can have entire conversations and not necessarily hear the other person because they're either not in the moment or they're just waiting to jump in with their own remarks. They're not listening. They just want to talk. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be heard. Everyone wants to know they value. Everyone wants to know they make a difference. That's the greatest gift you can give to anyone is just listen. Pay attention to them. Reaffirm them. And be in the moment now. If you're worrying about, if someone's talking to you and all you're doing is thinking of waiting for them to be done so you can say what you need to say, you're not in the moment. You're not getting everything you could be getting then. That's such a gift to just listen. And I love to do interviews because I just listen. And somebody will say something and I'll say, wait, what? And they know you're listening because you asked them to clarify what they just said. And, you know, I'm not worried about sounding dumb. People share so much information and it goes by so fast that maybe you missed it. So it's okay to say, what was that again? Let's talk about that again. It's okay to do that because then they know you're listening. And listening and paying attention to other people is the greatest gift you can give because we all just want to know that we matter. Don't you want to know that you matter? Don't you want to feel valued? Do you want to make a difference? I'm happy to make a grand scale difference. And as I said, I do the show. It's heard around the world. I public speak anywhere you would like me to go. But I really, if I can change one person's life, somebody's listening right now and we're connecting and they're going, you know what, Lisa? I never looked at it that way. And you know what, Lisa? You're right. Life is short. It can change in an instant. Let's be happy now. It's okay to be happy. And I'm not forcing it down your throat because, again, people get offended and they take it personally and they don't want anyone to tell them to be happy. I'm not making you be happy. I'm just suggesting why not live your life as happy as you can. Don't look for what's wrong. If you look for what's wrong, you're going to find it. That is easy. It's easy to find what's wrong. It's easy to criticize somebody else. It's easy to write a negative story, but it's takes a little effort to find the goodness in everyone. And I always say, I always look for the best in everyone. I try to find the best in everyone and focus on that. So I try to be in the moment now. And, you know, if you want a future with your significant other, inhabit the present. Live consciously with the other person. Focus on that other person. You know, what you thought might be important later on doesn't matter. Mindfulness boosts your awareness of how you interpret and to react what's happening in your mind right now. Are you in touch with your mind? Do you know what you're thinking? Do you know what is influencing you? Mindfulness increases self-control. So you're not getting thrown by threats to your self-esteem because, you know what, everyone has their opinion, but no one can make you feel less than yourself unless you let them. It happens all the time. People have an opinion and people want to say something and people want to share their critique of what you've done and a really strong person. And if you disagree with me, feel free to email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y @gmail.com. I always entertain respectful dialogue and that's what I'm all about. The show is about connecting and touching people's lives and sharing ideas. But if someone wants to share an idea and it's a critique and they're telling you you're wrong or what you did wasn't, be a strong person and say, you know what, that's just their opinion. And perhaps it is beneficial. Maybe they are saying something that you didn't think about and you can grow and learn from that. That's good. But it really is helpful to know, well, thank you for sharing your opinion. And then if you're really, truly strong in yourself, if you believe in yourself and you know you are right, then don't let them chip away at you. Don't let them knock you down. Stand strong in your own self-love and self-awareness because we've thought about it. I know I have. I told you, my greatest gift is I have a large capacity to love. A large capacity to love. Where will that get me in the year 2015? How does that pay the taxes? How does that pay for anything that we need money for to get through life? It's not about money. It's about sleeping at night. It's about breathing. It's about being in this moment. It's about thinking of other people. Sharing and caring and knowing what's really important. And I always say health is the number one most important thing because if you got your health, you're off to a good start. Money gives you options. Some people think money gives you power. Money gives you choices. That's how I've decided to look at it. Money gives you choices because, as I said, I love to travel and go different places and have different experiences, but you can still do that without money. I just love the colors of nature and a beautiful sunrise and a beautiful sunset and flowers and trees and the birds. Have you ever gotten up and listened to the birds in the morning? They're singing their songs, and every day there's a different bird, and it's exciting. But mostly be in this moment. I'm a moment saver. Or be a moment saver. Be in this moment and be aware and pay attention to the people you are around. And if something is bothering you, move toward it. Rather than away from it. That's basically called acceptance. We all have pain in our lives, and the mind's natural tendency when faced with pain is to try to avoid it. Some people are avoiders and they live in the river denial. But sometimes you got to move towards it. Sometimes you just got to deal with it. And then you got to let it go. If you feel anxiety, you can accept that feeling. You can label it anxiety. Then direct your attention to something else instead. Let it go. As I said, you know, I'm not a doctor. If you're grieving, you got to grieve. If you're disappointed, you got to let yourself feel it for a little bit. But don't own it. Don't move toward it. Let it go. And know that you don't know. Sometimes we don't know everything. As I said, if somebody wants to critique you and offer something, you know, you might want to be open to that. Maybe you would learn from it because we're all learning. I don't ever want to stop learning. Every day I learn. Every day I look at things a different way. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That's a Wayne Dyerism. If you're not familiar with Wayne Dyer, I highly recommend his books, and you can find him on Twitter and Facebook and his emails that he sends out, and they're very inspiring. He goes pretty deep. He goes pretty deep, and he lives on Maui, and I think that helps inspire him, too. I'd love to live on Maui and just connect with people and cheer them up and share my perspective in hopes that they live a better life. But, you know, don't just sit there either. Do something. It's like, what was I saying? Or just keep chasing pain? Should I give up or just keep chasing pavements? Never give up. Never give up. You could be so close to a breakthrough. You could be so close to getting what you want to happen, and then you gave up too soon. Don't give up too soon. You can do it. You can get there, and you can make it happen, and it's called perseverance. So, you know, here's another question. Ask yourself, what would you do if this was your very last month? When you feel like things are going to end, it dramatically shifts your perspective. And that is something that I talk about every week on the show. And they're like, oh, there's Lisa. She's talking about dying again. There, I said the word. I hate to say that word because we all are. But I try to live every day, and it sounds cliche, as if it's my last. And I guess maybe I don't think about that every single second. But I try to make the most of every moment because, as I said, none of us knows what's going to be happening. So what is the best version of yourself? What do you value? What's missing in your life? What can you do to make your life happy? And don't take anything for granted. That's my big mission. And ask yourself, what would you do if this was your last month? If you felt you'd never be able to do that fun thing again or see that special someone again, it might help make a difference in your life. It might encourage you. You know, somebody passes away and people say, oh, it's such a shame. Well, it's a shame if a four-year-old or someone battling cancer or someone goes before their time. I had that with my sister. She passed away from breast cancer at the age of 51, and that's probably what put me over the edge from living a normal, unthought-about life to, like, wow, every moment matters. And I've worked in radio for a long time, so I'm blessed and grateful to be able to do this show and to connect with people with you, like you. And hopefully you're hearing and feeling what I'm saying, you know, that life is short, and we need to live with passion and purpose. And I wish I knew if you were hearing me, because I don't know what else I can say to convince you that this is how it goes, that we should be living our life with grace and gratitude. And every day you wake up, it's a miracle. And every day your body is functioning is a miracle. And be filled with joy. Be a part of something positive. And I like to live my life with passion. And I need people around me who feel this way because, I don't know, I think a lot of people get caught up in the daily drama. And I always say, well, I'm up here. I'm like 6 inches off the ground. Not so I can look down on you, but just so I can live above the daily drama. And you can't control how other people see things, and you can't control how other people feel. You can only control yourself. So that's why it's so beneficial to have self-awareness and self-soothing. And it's not an ego me first self, because in addition to having that, I truly believe that life is what we can do for other people. So I wake up with grace and gratitude, and I say, thank you. I woke up today. It's another day. Okay, I have a few aches and pains, and my left arm is numb, but hey, it'll be okay. And then you go about your day, and you make a point of looking at nature and hearing the birds sing and the beauty and the flowers. And I would love to share you all my flower pictures with you. If you'd like to see them, email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com, and I'll send them to you because, frankly, my friends are bored of seeing them. But it's amazing to wake up, go outside, and it's summer here. I live in southeast Michigan right now, and the flowers are still blooming, and the birds are singing, and I make a point. It takes time. It takes effort. I could get in the car and drive to work or get stuck in traffic or burn my toast. I mean, you have a choice every day when you wake up what you're going to do, what you're going to see, how you're going to approach your day. And I choose to approach it by looking at nature and the miracles of life. And it really is a miracle, and don't take any moment of it for granted. And, I mean, I probably put too much pressure on myself to make the most of every moment because, as I said, I live in a city with a family, and, you have coworkers, and that's just how life goes. But I try. And I hope and I dream and I want to live up here above the daily drama. And I don't want to look for the worst. I just want to let it go. And I was talking to someone today and I said, I'm not looking for a fight. I don't want to argue. Whatever makes you happy, I'm good. I let it go because it's really not worth fighting over. Nothing. What's worth fighting over? You know, I guess you could make a big picture argument over that. But really on a day-to-day basis, let it go. Love yourself enough that nothing anyone else says or do can knock you down. Love yourself enough that you know what makes you happy. Love yourself enough that you are strong. And if somebody wants to critique you, that you can learn from possibly anything they may have to offer and move onward, or you can just know that you're okay and they're entitled to their opinion because nobody sees the same thing the same way. Everybody sees things differently. And however old you are, if you're 8 or 13 or 99, every day things happen to you and that molds you and shapes you. And that's who you are that day. But you have a choice. You have a choice in what you look at. You have a choice of what you absorb. It takes effort, it takes some breathing, and it takes some self-awareness, and it takes some balance, and it takes some thinking and some knowledge. Most of all, it just takes love. Love is free. Love is everywhere. You got to connect with it, though. You got to decide that's what's important to you. Let's connect with love, and let's connect with each other, and let's try to make the most of every moment, because why would you want to live any other way? Have gratitude. Wake up with grace and gratitude. Get in your head, because our subconscious, I mean, I'm still working on my subconscious. They're so powerful. And the subconscious can do so much to you that you got to meditate, you got to breathe, and you got to think, and you got to know, and you got to tell yourself, I'm okay, and everything's going to be okay. And if it's not the way I want it to be, then I can change the circumstances or I can change myself, because you have the power and the glory forever and ever. I don't want to break into song. I just want to break out in love. And I'm here for you, and I would love to speak to your group or organization or connect with me on email, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. It's easy. Email me. We'll get together. I'm here for you. I believe in you. You need to believe in yourself. And let's connect with love. So thank you so much for listening to today's inspiration. I look forward to your emails, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.